know.
You mean the U.S. copyright law?
Yes. You know.
The U.S. copyright law.
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 You know. You know, there was an earlier time when people copied whatever they wanted and never worried about copyright.
There's been a long tradition.
How can he do this?
In modern art.
How can someone take something so blatantly?
In modern art.
Appropriate it, whatever you want to call it.
And relocating them in works of art.
And say it's okay to do that.
Because it's too expensive.
But they were asking for like ridiculous amounts of percentage of royalties and all that sort of thing.
How can he do this?
Because it's too expensive.
In the end, they realised that the tone of it, they didn't like it, so they didn't want us to use it however much we paid them in royalties.
Hello, Dead Dog Records.
And I get a little bit riled when I see people say that their particular dissatisfaction with the artistic behavior of an act entitles them to, quote, mutilate the songs as much as possible, unquote. I'm sorry, this is the result of people's hard work. This is the result of creative effort. And if you have any respect for the creative act, you must respect copyright. You must respect the role of the creator.
I want to make a record.
I really don't care about the artistic goals of your project.
I want to make a record.
And if you have any respect for the creative act, you must respect copyright. You must respect copyright. You must respect copyright. And you must respect the role of the creator.
I want to make a record.
I really don't care about the artistic goals of your project.
I want to make a record.
And you must respect the role of the creator. I really don't care about the artistic goals of your project.
Keep your evenings free, because I'm making that record.
Sue everybody!
Well, it was inevitable that the matter would wind up in court.
This is music really is wonderful. I'm proud to be a part of this.